Huge crowds have turned out in Beijing to cheer the Olympic torch along the final leg of its global relay. Emer McCarthy reports.
The arrival of the torch marks one of the final stages in China's 7 years of preparations for the Games, a journey that has cost billions and one which Beijing hopes will end the country's symbolic debut as a modern world power. The torch will tour Beijing for 3 days before ending up at Friday's opening ceremony for the Games and will be carried by a diverse crowd of more than 800 torchbearers. Our Beijing correspondent Sam Beattie says that with only 2 days to go, excitement is visibly building among Chinese people ahead of the Games.
The whole city is buzzing with the expectation of the Beijing Games. Each day you see thousands of people standing outside the main venue, which is the Olympic Stadium, the Bird's Nest. Many people are wearing I Love China t-shirts and waving Chinese flags. There's a strong nationalist sentiment here, and everyone, it seems, all the Chinese are very keen to have the Olympics start and are very proud that their city is hosting such an international event.
But foreign protesters continue to dog the build-up to the greatest sporting event on earth. Earlier Wednesday, 4 British Tibet activists were arrested after unfurling banners close to the Olympic Stadium. Mimicking the Olympic slogan, the banners read, "One World, One Dream, Free Tibet." Also Wednesday, 3 Americans denouncing China's population control policies protested on Beijing's Tiananmen Square. On the sporting side, most of the 10,500 athletes from 205 countries have now arrived. The first competition, women's soccer, was set to start Wednesday night ahead of Friday's Games opening, giving Chinese fans the first chance to show their Olympic fervor. I'm Emer McCarthy.